even people who haven't followed every twist and turn of the pandemic know how devastating the new virus was in our nursing homes. The nursing home population represents 1% of the total U.S. population, but almost 40% of COVID deaths.
But there's one exception. Seniors living in small facilities known as greenhouses largely survived. Dimitri talks about these retirement facilities with journalist Rob Waters, who writes about them in the latest issue of Health Affairs.
A small family-like home. They're like cottages. They have 10 to 12 private rooms. Each room has its own bathroom. And they have sort of a large open room that combines the features of a living room and a dining room and a kitchen. Long before COVID, the idea was to create a place that elders would actually feel comfortable living in, that they would be humane places that would feel like a family home. People get up when they feel like it. They come into the kitchen. They smell the food cooking. They talk with their friends. And so the greenhouses were started really as this more humane, more family-like alternative to traditional nursing homes. So it was always known from a number of studies of greenhouses, and it's always been known that they do a good job in terms of reducing the number of folks who get sent to the hospital. They get high marks for satisfaction from residents and from family members. But what wasn't known really was that they also are very protective against infectious disease that we saw with COVID. So a couple of studies have looked at the rates of infection and also of death in the greenhouse homes, and they're really a fraction of what we've seen in the overall traditional nursing home population.
Should this be looked at as the model for this kind of care, or is it really more of a boutique thing that doesn't work everywhere?
I absolutely think it should be looked at very seriously as a model, both in terms of the satisfaction and the quality of life that people have and the degree of protection that they offer to folks from infectious disease. You know, you mentioned at the outset that folks have a sense of how bad the nursing homes have been hit by COVID. Just to put a little bit of a finer point on that, nursing home population represents about 1% of the total population of the U.S. They represent almost 40% of the deaths. It's really an astounding statistic. 174,000 people and counting have died in nursing homes and other forms of long-term care during the pandemic. And they're almost tailor-made in the way that they're structured, the traditional homes, for spreading disease. You have low-wage workers who come in and out of the facilities and who often work in other places because they can't afford not to and they need to make extra money. Most nursing homes are 100 residents, and typically each resident is sharing a room with another resident. They're almost designed for the spread of infectious disease, at least of an infectious disease that's transmitted in an airborne way. The greenhouses are small. If you get an infection, you can pretty easily isolate folks. People don't share rooms. During the pandemic, they also had to take measures to protect their residents. They certainly have had cases and they've had deaths, but generally they take measures to protect folks so people, they don't have as much congregate eating as you would have seen before with the 10 or 12 residents eating at the same table at the same time. Now it's maybe three or four at a time eating spread out at a table. But these features have really worked to the benefit of the greenhouses. By my calculation, about 2% of nursing homes in the U.S. are greenhouses, and probably less than 1% of nursing home residents live in a greenhouse. So they're really a small fraction of the nursing home population. But there's no reason that that could not change. And there's lots of reason to think that these would be much better alternatives to traditional nursing homes. And getting there largely is a matter of resources, money, but also just for regulators to think a little bit more out of the box about what it means to operate a good quality nursing home, what kind of life we want to have for our seniors. Nursing homes, generally, the funding for them comes from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So if you're a long-term nursing home resident and you don't have independent means, the federal government through the Medicaid program is paying about $200 a day for your bed. If you're a Medicare patient, which means you've just left the hospital and are discharged to a skilled nursing facility, and you're going to stay there for a couple of months, often less, but sometimes more, your room is going to be paid for by the Medicare program. So these two programs have an outsized share of the budget of nursing homes in the U.S., and they don't pay a whole lot. So most greenhouses, a significant chunk of people are paying out of their own pocket, at least to start with. And that makes them unaffordable to a lot of people. But they save a lot of money for the Medicare and Medicaid systems. So if there was a rational way to return some of that money to the nursing homes in the form of paying them a little higher rate for their rooms, this could all work. It's a complicated matter, but it really requires a little more ingenuity on the part of regulators. All of us are going to get old, and we all want to live out our lives in a way that's humane and where we are going to have the kind of quality of life that everyone would want to have in their final years. The greenhouse homes give people that. Even before COVID, they were providing that kind of atmosphere that people would want to live in their final years. If we want to have a humane place for people to live in their final years, we have to change that. We have to make nursing homes places that people can be comfortable living and that really value the workforce that serves our elders.
That's Health Affairs contributing writer Rob Waters. You read more about greenhouses at WTOP.com. Search Health Affairs.